Hi, this is Dave, and you're listening to the English Meeting Discussion Podcast.
Number 5.
Stimulating dialogue.
Controversial issues.
A global perspective.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by me, Dave Skonda, and EnglishMeeting.com. Welcome back to another edition of the English Meeting Discussion Podcast. This is podcast number five. Last time, Chris helped me out because I said the wrong number, and he was like flashing his hands, and he looked like he was doing gang signs or something. but he was actually trying to tell me, no, you're saying the wrong number. Anyway, welcome back. Today we have another great group. We have some new additions to our group from some different countries. It's funny, the microphones are being passed around like, ooh, who's going to talk first? And then, no, it's like the hot potato game. It's like, yeah. No one wants to hold the microphone, so you take it, and he passes it on. Okay, so let's see. It looks like we have Korea, Peru, Armenia, Mexico, France, and Korea again. Wow, and America. This is a pretty good group today. Okay, so let's just start off real quick and just tell us your name and where you're from.
All right. My name is Dianis, and I'm from Mexico City.
Oh, well, thank you for coming. Your first time on the English Meeting Discussion Podcast.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. It's great to have you. Okay, and who else do we have here?
Hi, my name is Amalia, and I'm from Armenia.
From Armenia. Okay, very good. I think you're our first Armenian on the podcast.
Yes.
So the country of Armenia is rooting for you. Okay. And expecting a lot. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, who else do we have here?
Hi, this is Chris from France.
Chris from France. Welcome back, Chris. It's good to see you today.
Thank you, David.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Esther. I was not here last week, so I missed this session a lot.
Oh, you missed it. Well, we missed you too. We missed you too.
Thank you.
Okay, and who else do we have here?
My name is Jessica, and I'm here again for this podcast.
Great.
And I'm from Peru.
And you're from Peru. Great to have you here again.
This is Christy. I'm from Korea.
Christy is from Korea. And welcome back, Christy, as well. Okay, so our topic for today is animal rights. Animal rights. Now, animal rights is an interesting topic. It goes into many different areas. It goes into the area of how we treat the animals that are alive. Animals, let's say, on farms, how do we treat them? The first thing that comes to mind is chicken. How do we treat chickens maybe I know a little bit about how we treat chickens in America, but I know that other countries will treat them differently. How do we treat other farm animals? How do we treat our pets? What animals are okay to eat and what animals are not okay to eat? Kind of depends on country, culture, this sort of thing. What else? Should we be vegetarians? This idea. Should we wear animals as clothing? Now, what's the most popular material from animals for
rabbit
clothing?
Rabbit.
Well, I don't think the most popular, but rabbit is a very neat, like fine. That's kind of like special fabric. Special fabric. So okay. So yeah. When you respond, speak in the mic. So the most popular is what?
Leather.
Leather. Yeah, I think so. Leather. So leather comes from what?
Cow.
They're kind of looking like cow, like a question. Cow?
Lamb.
Well, actually, it can come from different animals. I think the most pervasive is cows. Mm-hmm. Is cows. So in order to get the leather, the cow doesn't say, hey, here you go. You can have this. I don't need it anymore. We have to kill the cow, right? We have to kill the cow. We take the skin, which is the leather, and then we make it into different products. We also use the cow to eat. We also use the cow for milk and things like that. Are you okay, Christy? Is this grossing you out? I think Christy just got a very visual.
The cow say, I don't need it.
Yeah. So you are visualizing the cow saying, I don't need this. You take it. And that kind of got her a little beside herself. Okay, so maybe we can start off by talking about in your country, you know, what animals are eaten and what animals are not eaten, and you know, bring up areas of mistreatment that you've seen, and we can start discussing about this, because I think it's all over the world. So since we have a new person from Armenia, Amalia, can you tell us a little bit about in Armenia, how are animals used, what animals are eaten, what is acceptable and unacceptable in that culture?
Well, in Armenia, it's very common to eat lamb and pork and beef, chicken, like goose, or I guess that would be it. Not so many varieties, which is good. We're saving animals.
Okay, so you think it's good. Right. Well, so do you feel like... that it's kind of a bad thing that we're eating so many animals?
Of course it's a bad thing, but on the other hand, it also a good thing, because people need to survive and they need meat for their protein.
Okay, so she brings up a very good point. I think this is a good discussion point to kind of dive into, is do we need meat to survive?
I think so.
You
because
think so?
It has lots of protein.
Okay, it does have lots of protein.
Things that we need for our organisms.
Like cholesterol?
No. Not cholesterol. The good things.
The good things. Yeah, but does meat have cholesterol in it?
Some meat has it, but
some meat.
Not
red
everything.
Meat? How about red meat has a higher level of cholesterol. Okay, well, let's talk about this. Other people. Do we need meat to survive? What do you think, Chris? Do we need meat to survive?
I need it.
You need it. You personally need it. Why? Well, why do you say that? Because what?
In France, we love meat. It's like in the culture. I mean, I cannot.
What's the big meats in France that you eat? Microphone.
Same as.
Same as Amalia said.
Same as Armenia.
Like cows, chickens, pork.
Yes, this is the three main.
Yeah. And
we eat also. Wait, they eat also fish.
Fish.
What about delicacies?
What's this?
Delicacy meats.
What is that?
Yeah. Like venison.
Something that is not common, but you use it as food, like.
I don't know. One time I try ostrich. Ostrich.
Oh, ostrich.
You know, in France, was really good.
That's supposed to be a healthy meat.
Yes.
Ostrich, you know, the big bird that it's like the biggest. Isn't the ostrich the biggest bird?
Yeah, no, in the
world.
He made the biggest eggs.
Oh, makes the biggest eggs.
The biggest bird is the albatross.
Is the what?
Albatross.
Albatross.
Yes, or
but
the
it sounds
condor.
Like a prehistoric animal. It's albatross.
Albatross.
I'm not familiar. It's bigger than an ostrich.
Yes.
Does it fly?
With the it's fly.
Wow.
Maybe.
Oh,
no.
You've got to show me a
the
picture.
Condor,
of this
the condor. I'm wrong.
The condor?
Yeah, it's the biggest one.
The condor is bigger than the ostrich?
Yes, I think yes.
Well, we'll leave this to another discussion. But anyway, so you've had ostrich. I'm told that that's a healthy meat and it's supposed to be good. Okay, but the thing is, you're saying you need it, meaning what?
Because, I mean, I love meat.
You love to eat it. You enjoy it.
Yes.
And you enjoy it. And
I feel weak if I don't eat meat. I don't know if it's psychological, but I need like...
So you're saying you don't know if it's psychological. Like maybe you would be fine, but it could be in your mind. But you're saying you feel weak. Physically you feel weak?
Yes, when I do sports, if I stop eating meat, I feel like weak. I feel like my muscles are hurting me more or stuff like that.
I mean, your honestly. Muscles start hurting you?
Yes.
Wow, you're a mess when you don't eat meat. Huh?
And okay. About the psychology, in Armenian culture, I think it's a psychological thing. It's like when you don't eat meat, you're hungry. You just have to eat the meat to get you full. And some Asian countries, they like rice, right? They eat rice a lot. Same thing with Armenian. We eat meat, lots of meat, red meat especially.
Okay, so you're talking about the cultural element. Mm-hmm. So are you saying that if you're brought up from a young child to an adult eating meat, you saying that it's hard to change that habit?
Yeah, it's very hard because meat is a psychological factor that is like we don't eat meat, we're hungry. And if there's no meat in the table when we invite guests, they're thinking like we're cheap.
Oh, really? Well, is this like an Armenian culture thing or in general, you're saying?
Armenian culture.
Oh, really? Like, mm-hmm. Where's the meat? There used to be, in America, there was this funny commercial, and I think it was for Burger King, and a guy in the commercial, he ordered a hamburger from a competitor, and he looked at the hamburger, and he couldn't see the meat, so he said to the person that worked there, "Where's the beef?" You know, where's the beef, you know? And it became very funny in the country because what they were saying was the burger was so small, you know, that there wasn't much. And they were saying, oh, Burger King has this big burger that they put on there. So when you say that, it makes me think of where's the beef.
Like in the movie My Greek Fat Wedding?
Greek Fat Wedding, something like that.
When the groom is a vegetarian and the family ask him like, "What? You don't eat no meat?" And they're like, everyone is like silence and everyone's looking at them, and then finally the aunt is like, "It's okay, I'll make you lamb."
Oh, that's so funny. She says, "Okay, that's okay, don't worry, I'll make you lamb." Uh-huh. Like she was thinking meat just means red meat, like cow from cow or something like that, and lamb is not meat. I grew up, I had an uncle who's a vegetarian, and I remember one of my aunts from, you know, a different part of the family saying to him, you know, she's an older lady, and she said, "Is it true you don't eat meat?" And he'd say, "No, I don't eat meat." She's like, "Well, then what do you eat?" You know, it was like, I mean, to her, it's like, if you didn't eat meat, there's what else is there to eat? There's nothing else to eat, you know? And I think it goes to the upbringing. You know, if you're brought up, you know, this is what you eat. That is the world of food for you. Okay, so you guys are saying it's psychological. What do you think, Dianis? Do you think this is psychological? Do you think we need to have meat?
Yeah, I think we need to eat. Meat.
Okay.
Yeah, because as Amalia said, it's something that human need.
Okay. But does the human really need it though? Are there people living on this planet who don't eat meat?
Well, there's people there are people who don't eat meat, right?
Right.
So, well, in my opinion, well, I eat meat.
So I had a feeling.
Yeah.
No, we need meat. Oh, I eat it. Yeah, yeah.
So, I think it depends on the people. I don't know.
Well, okay, you grew up eating meat, right?
Yes.
Okay, but, you know, what about the animals? Do they deserve to live?
Yeah, they did, but in some way we need to survive. Humans need to survive.
Okay, well, then that goes back to the question, though. Yeah. Do we need this to survive?
Yes, we do.
Will we die?
Well, no, because there's vegetables, another kind of...
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, it's vegetables or, you know, there's many organic materials that we can eat, right? Jessica, what's your...
Well, feeling? I was thinking animals deserve the right to live. And I think we can survive if we don't eat meat. And that's why vegetarians are just healthy, and some people say like living without eating meat, it helps you to live longer.
What about the depression?
Just take the microphone, just grab it.
Let's say a person can get into depression without like having a meat.
Oh, you mean get depressed themselves? They get depressed.
Like yeah, exactly. Like if they don't eat meat and they know they never will, it will drive them nuts.
I think it's just because they're so used to eating meat. Yeah, as you say, in millennial culture, if there is no meat, oh my god, they freak out.
Like wait, say that again. That was so fast.
Sorry. I'm like, it's like, as you were saying, in Armenian culture, if there is no meat in the table, it's like no point in eating.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's because they are used to eat meat. Like, they're brought up that way. Uh-huh. So, but vegetarian people is like, no meat. Like, okay, now it's time to eat. So.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, I haven't learned myself too much about these cases if people get depressed. Yeah. You know, by taking something out of their diet. I'm sure it happens. I think just like, you know, if somebody's a smoker and they quit smoking, I've heard of people getting depressed, you know, when they quit smoking. Maybe a similar thing could happen. I don't think it's to say necessarily that somebody will get depressed. I don't think we can say that.
I know my boyfriend would.
Your boyfriend would? He eats a lot of meat?
We have a bus, which is a thing, we promise something to God, and a month before Easter, mm-hmm. we don't eat any meat, any dairy food. We just eat the natural stuff, which are not from animals. And on that period, he's like suffering and thinking, oh my God, I'm going to eat so much food, so many meat
when really?
So the day comes, you
he's
know?
Really
he's just
dreaming
it. About that day
right,
now.
Right. Okay, so, Esther, what do you think about this?
Oh, I think I like to eat meat.
Okay.
And there is two types of dependence, psychological dependence
okay.
and physical
right.
dependence.
Right.
So,
Amalia?
Amalia.
Or we can call her Amy. She goes by Amy, too.
Amy. Uh-huh. Amy is better for.
Yeah, Amy's easier for you to remember. Yeah. Okay.
Like Amy said, in Armenia, there is so many psychological dependence, I think. And in Korea, too. Usually Korean men think they have to eat meat for the stamina or the health. But women that doesn't agree about the psychological dependence. But I want to say
I'm just a little unclear about that point. Are you saying the men need it, but the women don't?
Men believe they need meat.
But the men, they need it more than the women need it.
Yes.
Oh, and why do they think that?
I think that's purely psychological dependence. They think.
Well, I mean, why do they differentiate between the man and the woman on the matter of meat?
I think meat. Korean men think meat is good for men.
That's pretty fun. It's pretty good for men, but why? I mean, why is it? I'm just trying to clarify. Just being a man. Being a man, you can just grab it right back, so don't worry. It's not.
I don't know, but maybe they think that because they do
like tough, strong,
yeah, work and everything. They
so
need
you need the
like
meat to have
yes.
muscle and to
exactly.
be a man. Okay, Amalia, what were you gonna?
I think girls have. There are a lot of dieters that are girls and not in common in men. So, lots of girls diet and they eat healthy food, which is like not meat, and men don't care about that stuff. They just eat whatever.
Well, I think in the past, traditionally, men did the labor jobs, you know, like, you know, building, you know, so you're using your body and you're burning calories, you're digging, you're lifting things. Like in the past, that's what the men did. They did the heavy work and they burn calories, so they didn't get so fat, right? Mm-hmm. Because they ate more. Do you think it's in that type of thing why Korean men feel that way?
Yes.
Yes.
And psychological dependency is more strong dependence than
physical dependence.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays there is so many supplement like multivitamins,
yeah.
Okay. And the powdered proteins.
Powdered proteins.
Yeah.
You know, who needs steak when you can have powdered protein? I mean, come on, Amalia. Doesn't that sound lovely? Okay, would you like some powdered protein with your salad?
No. Absolutely.
Well,
not.
Okay, so Esther brings up the thing. I mean, there's many different ways to get protein besides meat. There's vegetables that have protein. There's soy,
yeah.
Right? Soy is big. And so you can get what you need. And she brings up, you know, this idea about the supplements, mm-hmm. supplemental things we can take. We can take vitamins. We can take these different supplements that will give us the nutrition that yep. we need, that our body requires. And protein's one of them, sure. So why are we still eating meat?
Because the taste and the chewing is instinct for...
That's a physical... Isn't that a physical addiction?
It's a physical addiction.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And in meat, there is some fat soluble vitamins...
Right,
and
different vitamins.
And the cholesterol makes the taste better.
So cholesterol makes it taste better, sure.
So we like to eat meat, not only for the nutrition.
Right. What do you think about this, Christy?
How
do
you feel going about to say
I was going to say exactly what she said. Meat, ditto. Just copy that, but meat.
And when you're chewing, uh-huh.
When you taste the taste? I love the taste of taste. How about you?
I don't know how to say. When you taste the meat
right.
or the seasoned the barbecue, you know?
Right, Korean like barbecue. Thing. Oh, Korean barbecue. Ooh,
yeah.
I like that.
When you
that.
Taste it, you get happiness from that feeling.
Now, that's interesting. Now, like Amalia brought up the depression, and now she's saying about the happiness. So the meat is a tangible thing. We see it, right? We smell it, like if you barbecue, either like a traditional barbecue or like she was talking about Korean barbecue, there's a smell, right? And does that smell good to you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, to most people, the smell is something. And then in the mouth, the taste, of course, we get enjoyment. And she's saying it makes us happy. Do you think meat makes you happy?
Yes.
Now, everybody's agreeing. That's very interesting. Meat makes you happy.
You that should have come and see my boyfriend's face on the Easter day.
Oh, really? Is he a big smile?
Yeah.
He doesn't stop smiling?
Take a picture.
It's like he has the meat in front of him and he keeps smiling and he keeps asking for more even though he didn't even start eating it.
Really? Even before he starts,
it's
he's
like
saying,
he
could
misses
I have some more,
it.
Please?
Yeah.
Wow, so it makes him very happy. We're going to have to edit that out. Okay, so everybody seems to agree that meat makes you happy, too. But what about the animals? Okay, this is part of this animal rights issue. What do you all think? Do you believe that animals feel pain just like we feel pain?
Yes.
Okay, looks like people are saying yes, but they don't want to comment on it. They're like passing the microphone. Okay, so if animals feel pain just like human beings, because human beings are animals, right? Do you know how these animals are being killed? Is it like the death penalty where they give you an injection and you just quietly fall asleep?
No, it's a slaughterhouse.
It's a slaughterhouse. Keep the microphone with you.
It's the slaughterhouse. They bring the animals there and they cut them in pieces.
Okay. But do you know how they kill them?
They just cut them.
What do you mean they cut them? They stab them? They take a knife and just...
No, like cut them into pieces, like individual pieces. Like
that's the way they deal with all meat? Are you sure about that?
I think so.
Try to hold the microphone still. You're like waving it in and out.
I think like...
Yeah, Chris?
Depends for what you want to use the animals. The one that they kill for their... for the letter, like the one on, I don't know
how.
No, in Canada, you know, on the ice, what do you call the fox? Fox?
Oh, the on the ice, the sea lions?
Yeah,
seals?
I think, yeah. I'm not sure.
There's seals, there's sea lions, there's polar bears on the ice, there's penguins. I'm naming all the ice animals.
Sea lions.
Sea lions? Well, they kill, they don't kill them because directly, they just pull out skin.
When they're alive?
Yes, because...
They skin them alive.
If they kill them... directly, the skin is not so good. The quality of the skin is not...
The quality of the skin.
And there is a lot of people are opposed to that.
Right.
Who are opposed to that. So it depends for what you want the animal.
Well, see, this brings up a big thing. And when Chris started describing that, a few of the people here started cringing. And they went, ugh. And I think that's a typical human reaction. And, okay, first of all, I don't know about the rest of you, but I never... knew how a sea lion is killed. I don't know about that. So if this is true, I'm learning, you know, from you today.
Mm.
Now, I've seen a few documentaries, and I've seen somebody do that to a rabbit. You know, a live
Possible.
Rabbit. I never saw it live in front of me, but on a documentary I have. Being skinned alive. Now, that's painful to think about that, right? I think all of us are sitting here painful. So, do we know how the animals are being killed that we eat?
I don't know about other animals, but when I was very young child, I watched one time how the chicken was killed.
Okay, and it doesn't sound like it was a happy memory.
No.
See, now, isn't this interesting? Meat makes us happy, but she remembers how a chicken was killed. It's not a happy memory. So how was it killed?
At first, it grabbed the head and the body and twisted the neck.
And twisted the neck.
Yeah, and the chicken was killed. And then...
Just like, kind of like...
soak in
whoever's listening
hot
can
water.
Visual this. Oh, and then put it in hot water?
Yeah, soak in hot water, hot boiled water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and take the out feathers. The...
Feathers.
Feathers, yeah.
But it was killed before the hot water?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I think if we kill the animal without pain, just one shot.
You're agreeing. You think that's like a quick and dirty way. You ever hear that expression? Quick and dirty means like, well, it's not the funnest thing in the world, but it's quick, so we just take care of it.
I agree for killing animals, but just for eating them, not for wearing them.
Okay, so you don't think we should be killing animals for, like, leather, for wearing, making clothing with fur?
I don't mind killing alligators.
You don't mind killing alligators? Now,
why people.
Yeah,
why
okay,
do
maybe.
We need
well,
them?
This is for security.
Okay, but many animals would eat people.
Yeah, but the kind of animals that are most likely to eat the people... is better to kill them.
Yeah, but if you kill them,
like sharks.
Okay, I
agree that you can. If an alligator is killing people, farmers or stuff like that, I agree that you kill them for that, but not for wearing his.
I think Amalia's saying skin. Or Amy's saying that she doesn't mind killing the alligators for some nice boots.
Yeah,
or a bag.
I don't
or
agree
a bag.
With that.
Okay, well, the thing, okay, I've heard this before, that people say, well, it's the scary animals, the animals that are a threat to the human being, I don't mind killing them. But, okay, the question to all of you is it right to do that? Because there are many animals, they're not like, okay, a shark in the water, even though it's quite rare, it could kill a human being. But isn't that natural for the shark to hunt for food? Just like it's natural for us to have food. Are you okay? Oh, God. Christy's like...
Take it easy.
Is this upsetting you? What's going on, Christy? No. Are you okay there?
When she said, kill the animal one shot.
Kill the animal in one shot? You mean talking about the chicken?
I don't know how to explain that.
Did that make you upset?
So funny.
Oh, she's laughing. See, because she's kind of like rubbing her eyes, so we don't know if she upset crying or is she like laughing. So she's laughing from this. Okay. But look, it's natural for a lion. It's natural for a lion to, you know, attack a bear. So does that mean we should be killing lions and bears? I mean, you know, a dog, you know, the dog, the, what is the dog that's always hurting people or killing people?
Rottweiler.
What's that?
Rottweiler. Rottweiler.
Not Rottweiler. They're one Rottweiler. Of, oh, Pitbull.
Pitbull.
So, I mean, Pitbulls, you know, are some people's pets, and they also kill human beings. So, I mean, the point I'm trying to make, obviously, is just because animals can threaten us, should we kill them? Is that right to kill them? Because truly, they're not a threat to us. I mean, when was the last time a lion chased one of you? Never, right?
Never had.
Okay, I mean, if you go swimming in the water where there's a lot of sharks, it's your own decision to do that, right? So, I mean, if we lived in the jungle and it was primitive times, well, maybe that makes sense because we need to defend ourselves. But today, do we need to do that?
What about for pit bull?
Well, what about the pit bull?
Like, let's say a family walks and there's a little kid wants to see the pit bull and pit bull attacks her. Shouldn't we just do something about it? Should we let the pit bull hurt the little girl?
Well, the thing is should we start eating pit bull hamburgers or not? Is
no,
the question.
No, no. I'm saying for the threat.
For the threat. I don't think it's very smart, personally, to have pit bulls in society.
Exactly.
People have pit bulls for many different reasons. They fight them. They bring them. They bet money on which one is going to win.
It makes them very tough.
Like tough. A lot of guys like pit bulls because they think they look tough having them. But when your pit bull that makes you look tough kills a child, you don't feel so tough anymore. You feel like, you know, you really did something stupid. And, you know, I don't think pit bulls should be pets. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen, but these are vicious animals. I mean, they can kill a person instantly.
It just depends how you raise them.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say that, but a lot of pit bulls, you know, say, I raised this pit bull nice, and they killed a little girl.
They're two structures different.
Know, that argument doesn't hold true. I mean, I'm sure it holds true in most cases, you know, because if you're really kind to it, but pit bulls have lashed out, and people have reported that they raised their pit bull nicely, but still had problems. But if you raise it, of course, like you're saying, you know, in a vicious way, it's going to be more vicious. Yeah, Esther?
I have a question that does one animal kill people without any reason? I mean, without any being threatened themselves,
right. Well,
they kill us.
That's a good point. Considering the human as an animal, all the animals on the planet kill for two reasons only: one for food, and the other to defend themselves. Right? Or a fight starts. The human is different in that respect, right? So the human kills for different reasons, many different reasons, and a lot of people bring up this idea as this is maybe the flaw in the human being, you know, we're the only animal. Like if I'm jealous, you know, maybe I'll kill somebody because of jealousy. Maybe I'll kill to get money. Maybe I'll kill for fun, maybe because I want to look cool and I enjoy
sick.
It. So anyway, okay, so the thing is, I think, you know, one thing is clear, you know, for our physical selves to live, we don't need meat to survive. There are other, the nutrition exists for us to live, but since we grew up with it, and all of us here, this is interesting, we have no vegetarians here, all of us here eat meat, I eat meat as well, you know, living in Southern California, a lot of people are vegetarians, talk about being vegetarians. I think the issue of the cruelty to them is something a lot of Americans, most Americans, I can say, don't know how the animals are killed. Like cows. Do you know how cows are killed? I've seen it one time. A lot of people don't want to know, right?
Well, I've seen it one time how the cow was killed.
And what did you see?
I saw that they were hanging the cow from the feet.
They hung the cow? Oh, where was this?
Well, it was in Peru. It was like a long time ago.
They hung the cow from the feet when
it was
still
alive?
Yeah, they
were hanging with chains.
Wow.
Yeah, it was still alive. It's just the head is down, and then they would like stab the cow on the neck. So it starts bleeding.
Also,
really
would, like the blood would come out, and then it
would a lot. So that's why it's hanging that way.
Oh,
so they would have it hanging like for a long time until like a lot of blood comes out, and then they would see like they would grab the cow like from the feet, so it wouldn't like with chains, so it wouldn't move.
Right.
Because if it was a person, then the cow would kick or something.
Oh, I see. Right, right.
So and then they would wait until the blood comes out, and then they would take the chains out.
That's not a pleasant thing to picture, but it's true there. In like as far as most of America, we have a cattle prod. We shock the cow. The cow gets shocked. So they just walk the cows up to a stall, and they have this huge electric shock. And it's, I don't know, you know, it's like the electric chair, I guess, you know. It shocks you. It just makes the cow collapse. And then they just start, the cow's dead, and they start butchering, you know, cutting it up and that sort of thing. Chickens, a lot of the chicken coops, they're crowded. Like, this is a room, we're sitting in a room that's about 25 feet by 20 feet wide. Long and wide. It would be like they would take, I don't know, like there'd be over 200 chickens in this room. So you're talking chickens that are really close together. Now, is that the way an animal is normally brought up? You know, so these chickens get fed the food. They can't roam a lot. They can't run around a lot like chickens normally do. And then they kill them. Is it right that we're keeping these chickens in these small areas? And they get so, it's like if I was standing right up, we're all right up against each other. You know, it would get annoying, right? You'd be like, she would push me, I'd go, hey, why are you doing, you know? And then maybe we'd start to fight. Well, the chickens fight. They fight because they're crammed together. And they start losing, you know, their beaks, and they kill other chickens. And it's kind of a mess. I mean, we chicken a lot, you know, in this country and many other countries. You know, should we be concerned about the lives these animals lead? Should we be concerned? Are they being tortured while they're alive?
Yes.
So what is our role as the human being in this? Do we just ignore it? Because I like to eat chicken. You know, I mean, what do we do? Do we have any responsibility here?
It's hard to say which one is good, since both things are good. I mean, it's good to eat meat, but it's also good to save the animals. So it's hard to choose whichever we want, because we want them both.
Well, we want to eat, but when this comes up, when we learn about how they're killed, and we recognize the fact that they suffer just like we would suffer, so we can empathize with their suffering, what do we do?
Well, I think just like in the movie Madagascar, like animals eating animals, and there are animals eating grass, the humans are like that too. It's like some humans eat animals, some humans eat just like vegetarian stuff. So it's hard to change the society.
It's hard to change. So you think we're always going to be doing this? Yeah, mm-hmm. Esther?
Have you ever heard about the Chinese cow that breed with classical music?
They bred the cow with classical music?
Yeah. If the cows listen to the classical music, they're quality of the beef is better than others.
Really? This was a study that was done?
Yes.
Where, in China?
No, Japanese.
Oh, Japan.
Yeah, Japan, yeah. So it means if we provide more good, better environment, they will give us high quality.
If we provide them a good environment, they will taste better for us.
Maybe like reading Shakespeare or something.
Yeah, we should read like Shakespeare. We should bring them to the opera. Bring the cow to the opera, you know. Listen to that, you know. Let them have a nice red wine before, you know. Give them a massage. Well, they actually do that.
Yeah, they give the massage. Yeah,
for like so Kobe beef.
Yeah.
I don't massage the cows. Do you guys know that? That they massage the cows for Kobe beef in Japan?
Yes.
To make it more tender. Do you imagine the cow thinks, oh, I've got the best life in the world. These guys are massaging me. Oh, it feels so good. I'm listening to classical music, you know.
So far.
Little does he know the day is coming, you know.
Until they are killed, I think we'd better provide some good environment.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that way too. What do you think? Should we provide a better environment for our animals? The thing is, you know, we don't see a lot of this stuff, but when we talk about it, then we start to think. What do you think, Chris?
In France, they do that. They provide better food to some porks because for doing, I don't know, you call it.
You mean porks? You mean pigs?
Pigs, yes. For doing a better product that we used to do with them for Christmas. It's called. I'm not quite sure
what you're talking about. For Christmas, we do something with pigs.
Some people raise pigs.
Uh-huh.
Just for doing a product, special product for Christmas. I don't know if you
special
know.
Product.
Yeah, it's I don't remember. I don't know the name in English, but
say it in French.
Foie gras.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Well, I've heard, I'm not very familiar with it, but it's like, isn't it like the intestine or something? And it's, and you put it on bread or something?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah. This is quite expensive. It depends on how you, they say that if you feed them with good food, not with anything.
You raise them healthy.
You raise them healthy, this is, the foie gras is better. Yeah. So
yeah. Well, I think yeah. I mean,
at the end of the day, they get killed, of course.
Right. But the thing is, I can speak like in most American grocery stores. When we see the meat, we see it already packaged, already cut and packaged. Like when I grew up as a kid, steak had nothing to do with a cow. Steak was something you bought at the grocery store, and I liked it, right? And it was already cut, and. But if you go to some other countries, you see the animal. You see like the whole chicken, you know, hanging upside down and this sort of thing. We see the chicken already cut up into pieces, and we don't see the whole bird thing there, you know. When I was a kid, when we had Thanksgiving dinner and we had a turkey, you know, I wondered, why did they call it a bird? Because it didn't look like a bird at all. Because I never saw the bird. All I saw was the thing on the table. And I'm like, well, that's turkey, you know. And it seems to me that there's a disconnect between the actual animal and the food we eat. And tell me if you think I'm wrong. It's my guess that if more people knew the life of that animal and what it went through before, you know, the whole process, that less people would feel so good about eating meat. What do you think?
Less people would start eating meat.
Less people would, maybe people would stop.
That's why we don't want to know.
Yeah, well, I think that's a very honest
response.
They don't
want to see the reality.
I mean, a lot of people
in
don't.
Animals.
Yeah, they don't. What's that?
They don't want to see the reality in animals.
The reality,
they don't live
right.
24/7 with the animals to see how the animal is suffering or what the animal is going through. If they was more exposed to people, how animals get killed, and how they do it, how they raise them nicely and everything just to get killed.
Right.
I think people would stop eating meat little by little.
I tend to agree with that. I mean, if it was really in our face and we saw it all the time, we might change that. Yeah, Esther?
3 years ago, I knew a guy who is vegetarian, and whenever I and he went to the restaurant, he chose vegetarian food. I choose steak or something.
right.
And when I started to eat, he said, he talked to me, "Do you think it's miserable to eat the cow?" So until then, I didn't think this is the part of a part of cow. Right. As you said, I thought just steak is steak, cow is cow. It was totally separated. Right. But after he told me, whenever I saw the steak, I reminded the cow. So it influenced me. So I think if people knew about the killing method,
right, the killing
then
method,
lesser people will eat meat.
Okay. Can I ask one question about Korea? I have to ask this. So a lot of people say that, like, some people eat dog in Korea, and a lot of people are confused about this in terms of the culture and things like this, because people will just hear it, and they'll say, oh, what? That's different than what we do, so that's strange. Can you say something about that, Christy? And then I'll come to you.
In my lifetime,
yeah,
I only saw like one person out of like 100.
Yeah.
Because there are people who are old and mostly guys. And
really?
Who really stubborn and like we have like role model, like we have men's who stubborn and they like to eat healthy food. If somebody tells them, "Oh, this is good for you, your body," or then they go and find it. Like so only some people.
So you're saying like some of these older men in Korea were told that this is really healthy for you, so they went to eat it.
But not all of Korean does that.
See, that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions,
right,
that they think everybody in Korea eats dog, which is, you know, not the case. What you're saying is it's a small number.
Small number of people.
Very small. Yeah, Esther?
Yeah, historically, Korea is an agricultural country. So those days, we can't eat cow. We couldn't eat the cow. Cow is necessary to farm.
And it was very expensive.
Yeah,
so
and it's very expensive. So we can eat just only dogs. So I think that's originated from those old time.
Very, very old.
Mm-hmm.
Very old time where there were many dogs and you didn't need them to farm, so you could eat them.
Yes. And as Christy said, my father and my father-in-law ate dogs a lot, and nowadays because my mother is also elder, so she thinks she's getting weaker, so she tried to find to eat the dogs
to get just energy.
Yeah.
Like
that. So
that's only psychological dependency.
Right.
She thinks she needs it to get stronger.
Yes.
When in fact, that's really not the
yes.
case. She could eat many different
yes.
things. Or
and as a daughter, I can't disagree. If my mom want to eat the dogs,
you can't disagree with her. You can't tell her not to or
yes.
something like that.
And of course, we didn't eat every kind of dogs, right?
Right.
We just eat I don't know what's the name of the dogs, but if we raise a dog as a pet, we don't eat the dog.
The whatever dog.
The whatever dog?
Yeah.
That's the one you eat?
It's just outside, you know.
Kind of like a...
whatever's there,
whatever's there at the time, like a street dog, kind of like.
Yeah, kind of a street dog, but the species is different.
Well, I think what Christy said, in terms of I think American culture, and maybe many cultures, you know, most cultures, I don't know. But it's the cute and fuzzy factor. Like, we don't eat animals that are cute and fuzzy to us. I mean, dogs are cute, and we pet them, and they're soft, and dogs are nice, and they wag their tail, and they like us, right? So we don't kill the cats, little hamster, these sorts of things, very pretty birds and cute birds. But we eat the chicken, but not the other birds and things like this. And if they're cute and fuzzy, then they're kind of off limits. But when it really comes down to it, dog is a meat just like any other meat, you know. And I think the other cultures say it's strange just because of this cute and fuzzy factor where there are pets, we shouldn't eat them.
Yes, I think I totally disagree if other people, other ethnic group criticize my cultural habit.
Right, sure.
Yes, without knowing the cultural basement or fundamental concept,
right.
They don't have any right to criticize. So just, yes.
Yeah, did you want to say something?
I just want to say, like, in Mexico, for example, we eat a rabbit.
Rabbit.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's very expensive, so it's like, but it's really good.
Well, you know, some restaurants I think I've gone to served rabbit here in America. Like, it's very special.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good? You've had it before?
Yeah.
What does it taste like?
Well, I cannot describe it.
You're supposed to say, it tastes like chicken. That's the common response when you try something different. Like frog, have you had frog? Oh, yeah. Well, what does it taste? It tastes like chicken. Chris, did you want to say something?
No, in France, we eat rabbit, and it's not expensive.
Oh, you eat rabbit more commonly?
Yes, it's okay.
Not what does it taste like?
Commonly, but...
What does it taste like, Chris?
Oh, no, the meat is like...
It's like chicken.
You're supposed to say it tastes like chicken.
Not like chicken. I don't agree. It's like...
Yeah, it tastes like rabbit.
Tastes like rabbit. Yeah, it has its own taste. Yeah, okay.
I don't like it.
Yeah, Amalia?
People don't want to eat like cats, dogs, or pets because they can make them become their friend. They really understand people. If they say, like, sit, they would sit. If they say, like, come to me, they would come. Whereas the other animals, like rabbits, they won't allow, there won't be, like, if we order something, they won't do it. They don't understand us.
Yeah, but they're very cute and fuzzy.
Yeah, but...
They're very soft. They're fun to touch.
I'm saying...
But wait. Okay, but Diana's saying...
I used to have two rabbits as a pet.
Right. Did you eat them?
No. But they were very, like, they understand, like, what I say
really?
To them.
Yeah.
So,
like dogs?
Like cats and dogs. Yeah.
So you're saying they're trainable, but they're probably just not as easy to train.
They learn to obey.
They learn to obey. Interesting.
They learn to obey.
I just remember something that in France there was a polemic about eating horses or not.
Oh, horses, yeah.
My father never wanted to try it.
Do they eat horse in France?
Yeah,
actually, we eat horse a little bit in America. It's called venison. Oh, wait, no, that's deer. I'm sorry. We don't eat horse here. But we eat deer. Has anyone had deer?
Never.
Had
no.
Deer? I've had it. You know, it's supposed to be a real specialty. Personally, I didn't think it was that great. Did you like deer? You said you had it?
Deer?
Yeah, deer.
I tried it once.
Oh, you tried it? Mm-hmm. Did you like?
It was a sour meat.
It was a sour meat. Yeah, so you didn't like it much. What about, what did you have?
Veal.
Oh, veal. Do you know what veal is?
Nope.
Well, veal's another guy. We could talk about this for hours. Veal is like a young cow, is a baby cow.
Yes,
and
yes,
they
yes,
keep
yes, yes.
Veal is special because the meat's very tender because it's from a young, it hasn't full grown. And they keep these young cows in these little boxes to prevent them from growing. Yeah, to keep them very tender. So anyway, I think, you know, to kind of round this off today... I think one thing we determined was all of us here eat meat, and we don't like to consider how the animal is killed, because when we do, it's an unpleasant thought. Is that, can we agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we have a craving for meat, probably because of the way we were raised. I was raised eating meat, and the rest of you. And I have, like my, I told you about this uncle I have, vegetarian. He raised his kid vegetarian because the parents were vegetarian, right? So the kid grew up not eating meat. Now, do you think he, now he's like, the kid is like my age now. Do you think he craves meat?
Yeah, maybe.
Not at all.
No?
Not at all. He became a vegetarian. I mean, he had the freedom, when he became an adult, he had the freedom to do whatever he wanted.
He could still try the meat.
His parents weren't going to, like, slap him on the hand for eating a hamburger. So he had his own free will. He had no desire to eat meat.
Didn't he have any curiosity to try it?
Oh, he did try. He did try.
But he didn't like it.
Didn't like it that much at all. He tried a lot of different things. And just wasn't the same. So, you know. Yeah, Esther?
Not only the vegetarian thing, but also the food eating habit is followed by the mother's food eating habit.
The mother's food eating habit.
Yeah,
what the mother eats, the child eats, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's passed on from like mother or parent to child.
During pregnancy.
Not only during pregnancy, but also after.
Huh? But after, yeah. Right.
So this this room has four ladies.
Four ladies, yes. Five, including you.
So you have some responsibility to feed your future baby. Balanced diet.
Balanced diet, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, and that opens up, that could open a whole new issue of like, you know, in America, a lot of the young kids are eating too much food and their mothers probably aren't training them well. But anyway, the animal rights issue is an important one. Some of us felt they weren't worth killing for clothing. Some of us felt that's okay. I think we've all expressed that we enjoy eating meat and we like it, but we really don't like the idea of how some animals are killed. And it's one of the unpleasant things that we'd rather not think about. So anyway, thank you all for coming today. I appreciate you coming by. So thank you very much. Hey, Amalia, come on. This is what Amalia did. Like, thanks a lot, Amalia. Okay, thanks for coming today. It was great having you all and expressing your views. And I'll see you next time on the English Meeting Discussion Podcast.